you know, you can ask, you know, questions from there. But, you know, so I started Sir Kensington's just about 10 years ago. And, you know, we set out with this vision to really challenge food monopolies and bring integrity and charm to ordinary and overlooked foods. And we started with ketchup because there, you know, there's this one sort of monolithic brand of ketchup, and all the ketchups have the same ingredients, high fructose corn syrup, they're all in the same package, and they were all kind of, you know, they were undifferentiated from each other. And so we said, let's be dramatically different, right? If other ketchups are in plastic, we'll launch in glass. If they are squeezing, we'll be scooping. If they're, you know, they've got these little nozzles, and we'll be a wide mouth jar. And if they're Americana, right, and Heinz is very classically Americana, let's be English. And so in being English, we created this character, Sir Kensington, and he's this fictitious Victorian knight who studied at Oxford and Cambridge and wrote a thesis on Ionian chutneys in Constantinople for the Queen of England. We created this incredibly detailed story about Sir Kensington's, and we really lived it, right? That's how we designed our package and our website and our business cards. And so we launched our company all around bringing excitement and attention and delight to classic foods through the power of storytelling. And as we got bigger and bigger as a company, and as more and more people found our products, and we were able to invest in more of that visibility and continue to make a name for ourselves, we asked, what is the next stage and the next platform for storytelling that we could really engage in? And so we had the idea to create this film. We thought about podcasts, right? We thought about doing something with TV. And ultimately, as film lovers, as cinephiles, and as big fans of the work that our production partners, 0.0 Productions, had done with Anthony Bourdain and the Jeremiah Tower documentary, when we met them, we knew we would have great partners in being able to create a platform for telling a story about food. And they then came back with this idea to, you know, of all the different things that we could sort of underwrite and be a part of, came up with the idea of telling the story of the French fry. And we fell in love with that, and we followed their lead. And basically that's where we are today, is they, you know, they really led the process, producing and directing and editing this incredible film. We were able to get some fantastic talent and great, you know, thought leaders in French fries like Malcolm Gladwell and Eric Repair to be in the film. And of course, at the same time, at Sir Kensington's, we were really experimenting with our first food outside of the condiment category, which was French fries. And so the film chronicles really, like, within the company, my personal efforts to create a superior French fry that can be made at home, and that actually stands up to what one would experience in a restaurant, which is kind of the gold standard of fries, but one that would be easy to make in the comfort of one's own home. And so how that ends up, you know, viewers will have to watch the film and see, but it all kind of came together with that mission and that ethos or storytelling that we have.
And I think that is absolutely incredible. And what was your biggest challenge?
Thank you. Sorry for not
doing
talking in sound bites, by the way.
Oh, no, I love hearing it. I love it. So there's no such thing as too much talking with me. So.
Okay, good.
And what I would like to know is, what was the biggest challenge about making this film?
That's a good question. Well, let me give you two answers. I'd say, you know, one of the biggest challenges about making this film was, you know, obviously, as has been a huge challenge for everyone over the past year and a half, was that COVID really changed the entire process of premiering it, debuting it, and distributing it to people. And so basically, you know, we were originally going to premiere it essentially a little over a year ago, at the Tribeca Film Festival for 2020, and we, you know, we put that all on ice and on hold. And so only now is it kind of being released and premiering to the public. So that was definitely an unforeseen challenge. But you know, of course, we are by no means a great casualty in this COVID pandemic. I would say, you know, the other thing, and probably more interesting, the other real challenge about making a documentary is you don't know how it's going to turn out, because you start rolling the cameras and you start talking to people. And we started, you know, doing all this work on the research and development and cooking for our French fries. But when we started filming the documentary, we didn't know what the results were going to be. And so we had to piece it together in the edit and make a story from there. And I think that's, you know, that's how all documentaries essentially, you know, play out, other than sort of historical ones. But we didn't know what we were getting into when we started.
And what was your favorite part about filming, or your favorite standout moment?
Favorite part about filming the movie?
Yes.
Well, so many people don't know that the potato actually originated in Peru. Peru has the highest variety of different agricultural species of potato. And so we actually, in the process of filming the movie, got to go to Peru and visit Andean indigenous farmers that protect and develop the heirloom varieties of the potato. That was an incredible process of really seeing nature and culture come together. And of course, afterwards, eating a lot of French fries, because French fries are a popular food of Peru that's featured in the film. And so we loved all the shooting that we did in New York and San Francisco, but of course going to Lima and Cusco and the Sacred Valley of the Incas is something that I'll never forget.
And since we're talking about French fries, what's your favorite kind?
Well, I've gone on, you know, a real walkabout when it comes to French fries. As you can imagine, we ate a tremendous amount of French fries from this film. And we developed a number of really out there French fries using, you know, different sweet potato varietals and purple potatoes and cassava, frying them in beef fat. And I actually keep coming back to the really classic skinny French fry that is, you know, nice and salty and sort of in that classic French style that you'd expect, maybe served next to some steamed mussels, you know, in a classic moule frite or next to a burger. So actually, you know, as funny as it is, going to all these different varietals of potatoes and French fries, I really like the classic fries at the end of the day.
Favorite soup?
Maybe a little garlic and rosemary.
Ooh, I never tried them with rosemary. We have to try that. So would you use that as your condiment or your side?
So we started a ketchup company, but I'm a mayonnaise guy. And we started making mayonnaise in 2013, and really I never looked back from that. So I love dipping fries in our classic mayonnaise. It's got a really nice high egg content. It's whipped with a process that's much more like a home kitchen versus an industrial manufacturing process. So it tastes kind of homemade. So I absolutely adore dipping fries in our mayonnaise.
I like that too. And sometimes I mix ketchup and mayonnaise together because it's just so good.
Oh yeah. Call that fry sauce or golf sauce. And we might have something like that coming down the pipeline.
Ooh, very nice. And where can we find this stuff? Your mayonnaise and all that, your stuff like that.
So we're in grocery stores all across the country. You can find us in, you know, grocery stores everywhere from Whole Foods to Walmart. You can find us on Amazon. But really, wherever you shop for groceries, you're likely to find it. And you can go to our website to find the store locator.
Okay, what's your website called?
SirKensingtons.com.
SirKensingtons.com. I'm going to have to remember that. And one thing I like to ask people I interview is, tell me a fun fact about yourself.
A fun fact about myself? Let's see here. I'm trying to think like. It's a fun fact about myself. Well, I will say, how about this? You tell me if this is fun enough. So Malcolm Gladwell is in this movie, right? And he also wrote in either 2013 or 2003 or 2004, you'll have to check, he wrote this New Yorker story called The Ketchup Conundrum. And that story posits that Heinz is the perfect ketchup, and there can be no better ketchup than Heinz. And very strangely, throughout my life, I have kept running into him in different contexts. When we were first making our ketchup in college, when I was a senior, I ran into him on the streets of Providence, Rhode Island, and I recognized him. Later on, when I was having a meeting with a chef at the Standard in New York City at the Standard Hotel, I ran into Malcolm Gladwell and gave him more ketchup. And now here he is in this film that we're working on. And so I don't know whether Malcolm Gladwell is following me or I'm following Malcolm Gladwell, but we have run into each other a number of times throughout the years during this escapade.
I like that. That is fun. I like that. And before I let you go, please describe the movie in three words.
Describe the movie in three words? Oh, did I lose you?
No, I'm still here.
Okay. You said describe the movie in three words?
Yes.
Fun, appetizing, and informative.
Wow, that's perfect. And where can we follow you on social media so we can see what else you're up to?
Well, you can follow at Sir Kensington's, SirKensingtons. And personally, I'm on Twitter and Instagram at SWHNORTON. So SWH Norton, which is my last name.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for taking the time. I truly appreciate you, and I hope you have a very nice day.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And when are you planning on running this?
I'm going to run it over the weekend.
All right, great. Well, I look forward to seeing it, and thanks so much for your excitement. And hopefully once the film is out to the public, you can share it with people and get everyone excited.
Yeah, I'm planning on it. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful weekend.
Okay, you too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for me. Bye.